From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. How many musicians do you think actually look at you during the course of a concert?
It depends very much on the orchestra. In ProMusica, there tend to be a lot of people who look. It's more a give and take, you know. It's not that I so much show them what to do. It's more they offer something, I offer something, and we try to do things together. And in order to do things together, you need to kind of be aware of each other, you know. Many musicians, I mean, sometimes you have the feeling an orchestra doesn't watch a conductor, but they do because they have this, sometimes it's half view. So they look at the notes, but kind of they get a picture of what's going on, what the conductor is showing. Some musicians are looking very closely, which I like. You have kind of a more direct contact when you smile at each other. So it's difficult to describe. It's difficult to describe. As long as you have the feeling as a conductor that people generally go in a unified direction, that what you hear is good, is exciting, is what the composer most probably wanted or what you think the piece can, the meaning the piece can have. I think that's what it's about, mainly. You need to learn as a conductor also very much to just listen to the orchestra and let them be to the point when it's just, you know, not very good what they are doing because there are mistakes, or if you have the feeling they are canceling each other out because everybody has a different idea and, you know, everybody goes in a different direction off, you know, then you need to do something as a conductor, and then they need to watch. And as long as you have this feeling of responsiveness of an orchestra, that you can kind of just let them play for a couple of bars, for long places sometimes, but once you want to control something or want to show something or want to change something, they will respond. Then there is enough attentiveness. If you have the feeling that orchestras go on autopilot and you can't change anything and they won't react to tempo changes, then you need to remind them and you need to work hard.
Yeah.
But as long as you have the feeling, you know, I can do something with my gestures and they will respond, then it's great.
And if not, you get that big long stick. And
yeah.
As long as you can keep the concertmaster under control, you've got the rest of it.
That's what I mean. The relationship between concertmaster and conductor is actually very important. Very, very important. If you would translate it into soccer terms, I know soccer is not so popular here like football, but I don't know my way around too well in football or so. But in soccer terms, you have on the field, one of the players is called the captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically, I mean, of course, the coach screams and shouts from the baseline because we don't have this timeout. It's more like free form.
Right.
Typical
right.
European sport, you know, chaos. So the coach gets very excited, screams around on the sidelines. But the captain is basically the representative of the coach on the field because sometimes the players don't hear the coach or, you know, it's in the situation, the captain will direct the players and he will be the chief of the players on the field. It's often a guy who is kind of in the middle of the field and directs the game as well. But that's basically what is the relationship between conductor and concertmaster. The concertmaster is in the orchestra and is definitely mainly a musician of the orchestra, but he's also kind of the place where conductor and orchestra meet. Of course, you talk often directly to groups and so, and they kind of refer directly to conductor or watch directly the conductor without, you know, watching the concertmaster first. But there is, I can tell you from experience, it's very, very important. Very important that the relationship between conductor and concertmaster is good.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.